What would you like people to know about Dorothy?
Dorothy was an incredibly inspiring person. Art was her life. And at an early age, actually in kindergarten or first grade, she had announced that she wanted to become an artist. I think Dorothy was all about perception and line. She would look at something, a landscape or a fold in fabric, and to her, that was sort of the outline of a sculpture, and she would talk about that a lot. I remember one time visiting her when she was living at the Nottingham in her last couple of years, and I arrived, came in, dropped my coat on a chair by the door, and we sat down to chat. And after a while, her first thing was, well, what's going on? What are you doing? But she then looked over at the chair, and she said, now, look at that. The lines, the drape, you know, that's sculptural. And at the time, she was doing very small work. When she went to the Nottingham, they had told her definitively, you may not bring your welding equipment. You cannot weld in your apartment. So she converted to constructions out of toilet paper tubes and cereal boxes and orange peel. If she peeled an orange and had a long strip, she would kind of arrange that, put it on a little plinth. So she was always seeing art. And she shared that vision a lot. She was a very generous person. And when the property was in the process of becoming Stone Quarry Hill Art Park, her message was, come enjoy the place, be inspired, come and work here. But she wanted to share that. And her goal had been, of course, to preserve that property, which has become Stone Quarry Hill Art Park. It's in the midst of an area that is undergoing some development just on the eastern periphery of the village of Cazenovia. And she recognized the importance of that piece of property as undeveloped. So I think generosity, inspiration, and art in nature are sort of the takeaways from knowing Dorothy.
Obviously, this is just a huge amount of money, $1.6 million gift. That has been carried out. So, you know, the property can stay the way that it is for all to enjoy the art park and, you know, sculpture and anything else that is left of her work, I would imagine.
We have a number of her sculptural pieces which are on display at the park. There are a few paintings here and there, but sculpture was really, you know, what drove her. Many of them in metal, often made out of found pieces, agricultural equipment assembled into a construction, a number of pieces in ceramic or stoneware, clay type of medium. The park in 2016 became 25 years old, and in 2016 the board concluded a process of developing a strategic plan, which the idea of which was that this would kind of give us guidance for the next 10, 15 years, ultimately 25 years, but recognizing that priorities would change over time. We have dealt over time with the fact that it was the property and the home of Dorothy and Bob Reister, who shared generously over the years. Then the property became developed as Stone Quarry Hill Art Park informally, with a pledge from Dorothy, Bob had died by that time, that the property would become under the ownership of the park. And then we had an opportunity at one point to acquire an adjacent parcel of land that kind of rounded out the perimeter. And that was acquired with the help of some funding from the state at that time. In order for that funding to be secured, the property itself had to be turned over to the corporation of the park. So that was a big transition. And over the years, we've dealt with the issues of this was Dorothy's home, this was Dorothy's vision, this has now become a public place. That has an impact on how the facilities are used, how they're maintained. As more people come and enjoy the park, that, of course, creates some issues about maintenance, things that were developed and built for two people, you know, if they accommodate the traffic of hundreds, the wear and tear is bigger. So this bequest from Dorothy's estate that will come through the Community Foundation is really directed toward building and grounds maintenance to maintain the park. It's not really funding that will drive programming. But this gives us, I think, the security of knowing that we can fix a roof when a roof needs fixing, and we can restore and repair parts of the entrance drive and the exit drive when those traffic, you know, begins to take its toll. So this is really a very generous gift. There had already been a donor-directed fund at Community Foundation that Dorothy and Bob had established a number of years ago. This new bequest brings that up to $2 million, which sounds like a lot of money. On the other hand, we have 104 acres of property to maintain, and that doesn't come at a minimal cost.
Mm-hmm.
Her heart is in the park, so this funding, the remainder of her estate, will really help stabilize the park for years to come. And I think it also puts us in a good position to raise funds for programming. We may be able to match a grant if a grant becomes available that we might not have been able to do in the past.
Mm-hmm. Do you have year-round, you know, opportunities for people to visit?
The park prides itself on being open dawn to dusk 365 days a year. Now, that does not mean programming is necessarily going on. And, of course, in the winter, our art-focused programming diminishes. But the property is there. It's the highest elevation in that part of Madison County. And there's our hillsides where you can sled, or there's trails where you can cross-country ski. So we do ask people to respect the park, and we ask for a modest admission payment when people come in, but it is there for them to use. And then during the more temperate months, we have more programming activity on the grounds and in the gallery, and there's an art barn which accommodates instructional courses and demonstrations.